towns will eventually get to as we continue to grow together?
Well, just because it seems to me like the teams that I saw a stat, and Chris Carter said this on ESPN about Buddy Ryan-type defenses. If you don't get to the quarterback, you're done.
No doubt. No, there's no doubt. I mean, that's why the premium, to speak of someone that we've spent a high pick on, Barkevious Mingo. Why did we take Barkevious Mingo number 6 overall? That pass rushing, you know, that's why pass rushers make all that money in the National Football League. If you can rush the passer, you know, you don't even have to be able to play the run, but if you can rush the passer, you will do two things. You will stay in the league a long time, and you will make a lot of money doing that.
That's right. All right, let's bring in our producer, Emmett Golden, now, and let's get into the Friday forecast with the crew.
First up on the Friday forecast, for the Browns to win this Sunday, Brian Hoyer must do what?
I think Brian Hoyer must make three big plays, whether it's in the red zone or big third down, play when we're back up against our own goal line. Three times this week, he needs to make a big play for us to win. And that's assuming his usual flawless football also.
That's right. For the Browns to win Sunday, Brian Hoyer must stay turnover free. I think if we can go into a football game week after week knowing that our quarterback is going to make great decisions with the football, throw the ball on time, be willing to throw the ball out of bounds or take a sack not to give it to the other team, will bode extremely well for the Cleveland Browns.
I think the Browns must have their quarterback, Brian Hoyer, take care of the football, remain error-free. And I think what you said, the kid, was great. Capitalize in the red zone, though, is going to be my point of emphasis. When you get in the red zone and you have chances to salt away this game, you need to come away with points, preferably touchdowns. And I think there will be a key third down play where he's going to have to convert a pass in the fourth quarter for the Browns to win. If he does that, they will get the W.
All right, guys, next up on Friday Forecast, who should be the number 2 running back for the Browns on Sunday?
Well, I think Mary Kay opened a little bit of a can of worms here. I was originally going to say Ben Tate should be the second string running back, even before she said that, because the Crow should be starting. But if Ben Tate's going to be starting, then clearly the Crow should be number 2. But it sounds like Ben Tate may not be as ready to go as we had hoped.
You know what? I agree. I think that, Isaiah Crowell is probably the guy in my mind that is going to be the biggest difference maker now that there is a question mark with Ben Tate on the ground. So I'm going to go with Isaiah Crowell.
It's got to be the Crow. Isaiah Crowell, explosive, dynamic, 3 touchdowns on 4 carries in the red zone, 2 for more than 10 yards. I love the energy, the intensity, the focus, the downhill one-cut ability, the vision, the power, the speed of Isaiah Crowell. And this is no knock on the guy who, by the way, happens to lead all rookies in the NFL in rushing at over 200 yards, Terrence West. We asked, who's number 2? For me, I'm going to battle with the Crow. If you need Terrence West to be there because Tate's not ready, hey, great problem to have for the Cleveland Browns. They're in great shape at running back. But to me, the one guy who seems like he has an opportunity to be that guy, every time he touches the ball, you need to see what he's going to do because it could go to the house. That's the Crow.
Cool. Third question on the Friday forecast. Defensively, the Browns must do what to win on Sunday?
Stop the run. I think the whole defense flows from stopping the run. If you stop the run, it just lets Joe Hayden relax a little bit, lets Dante Whitner relax a little bit. It lets the whole defense just comes out of the woodwork when you stop the run.
I agree with the kid.
Kid, you're on fire today.
You are on fire. We are following your lead, brother, and I think you make this Tennessee Titan team's one-dimensional, and we will win this football game decisively.
He is like Dylon spitting hot fire, the kid. I agree, because when you make this team one-dimensional, you're putting the game in the hand or injured wrist of Jake Locker. He'll throw you the football. Already 4 picks this year on 100 attempts. You can sack these quarterbacks. They've given up 11 on the season already. That's 3rd most in the NFL. You want to get after this team and have them be a one-dimensional passing team. Justin Hunter is struggling. Nate Washington is struggling. None of their receivers are averaging even 6 yards per target. So stop the run. Eliminate Delanie Walker and beat the Titans. Get to the quarterback. Pin your ears back. Let's have a sack party.
Up next on the Friday forecast, who's your upset pick of the week in the NFL?
Well, I don't know if it's really an upset pick because they are undefeated, but I noticed that the men in Las Vegas have Arizona as a 7-point dog to Denver, And I think Arizona has exactly the type of defense that gives Peyton Manning trouble. Very physical corners. They're going to get up and play on you. Peyton Manning does not take many shots down the field anymore. I like Arizona to win that game.
Arizona outright in Mile High.
I don't know truly if this is an upset, but if the State of the Union is, I'm going to go with the New England Patriots riding the ship at home against the Cincinnati Bengals.
You already picked Chicago over Carolina. Why couldn't that have been your upset pick? That was, you just stole all my thunder.
All right, I know it.
You've done it. You've spoken.
All right. New England Patriots are going to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Boom. There you go.
Because Las Vegas says that the Browns are an underdog of 2 points to the Titans in Tennessee, my upset special of the week is the Cleveland Browns, ladies and gentlemen. The Cleveland Browns.
The only reason they say that, I just read in our friendly newspaper that the Browns are 33-88 on the road in their last how many ever games.
Yeah, well, they're 1-7 each of the last 3 years, so it's even worse in recent history, but it's changing in the Mike Pettine era. That's my upset pick of the week.
Last question on the Friday forecast, fellas. What is your favorite fall adult beverage?
Well, in the fall, I go with a very manly Jameson on the rock. Had you asked me the question in the summer, I would have had to have a little embarrassingly told you I go with flavored vodka on the rock.
What flavor, the kid?
Black cherry, blueberry, something of that.
You like the grape vodka, no?
Oh, yeah, the grape vodka is good as well.
Yeah, it's good. It is good. All right, Matt.
I've got to go with a new fall drink, and that is a Wilhelm Scream Pumpkin Ale by Magic Hat.
Let me ask you a question. If it wasn't called the Wilhelm Scream, would you?
would drink anything pumpkin.
My favorite fall adult beverage is probably, to me, I don't get into scotch until the winter. So fall, I'm going to stay on my normal drink, which is tequila. So I'm going to go with tequila.
I
also will say this. My favorite fall adult beverage would be any adult beverage I'm drinking on a golf course if we can get out there one last time. I think me, the kid, Mad Wilhelm, need to get on the links.
Let's go.
Folks.
For sure. And now, if there's still time, I do need some psychology work here. I know you're an Ohio State man, but please talk me off the ledge here. I mean, can it get any worse for my Wolverine?
Jump. We will continue to beat you for the next decade. You might as well get it over with now.
I mean,
come on, he's asking for a seat.
Your only hope is to go get a Harbaugh. That's your only hope is to go get a Harbaugh. One of the two.
What's your percentage chances that happens? Because I think Les Miles is the fallback.
What about the Mad Hatter?
Less than 10%
job if offered. But I'd rather the
Harbaugh. Yes, he will. Less than 10%, you get a Harbaugh. And again, it's not the kids, it's the coaches that's wrong in Michigan.
There you go, the kid. So how happy would you be 1 to 10 with the Mad Hatter?
I would be, I love him, but if I could get a Harbaugh, I'd be happier. But, I mean, the Mad Hatter compared to what I've had for the last 8 years, I'll take.
Jim or John?
I actually like John because I don't think he'll wear out his welcome, and he's more of an ideal college builder type of person as far as the right type of person interacting with the kids. I mean, Jim's crazy.
That he is.
There's a great article actually by Seth Wickersham on ESPN about Jim Harbaugh. Spent a lot of time with him out in San Francisco, which I thought is a very interesting piece and a very interesting read that I would urge everybody out there to check out about Mr. Harbaugh and the head coach, obviously, of the San Francisco 49ers for the time being. There's a lot of, by the way, Deion Sanders last night, kid, and I don't know if you saw this, but did not back down from his comments that the locker room was turning on Harbaugh, who kind of tried to refute them in his own way in the press conferences. And Deion said, I don't care if their guys wearing suits, their guys wearing jerseys, and they're all saying the same thing. They're sick of Jim Harbaugh. That was a pretty strong statement from Prime Time, who says he's all about the truth. Yesterday,
but
there on that
from
pregame.
Reading that article about Harbaugh, that doesn't seem like that would bother him. The final,
he could care less, I would think.
Yeah, I think he would actually like that. As long as he can win with that setting, it seems like that's what he likes.
But I think that doubt has crept in to everybody's mind because they're not the dominant football team that everybody thought they would be.
They turned in a heck of a dominant performance, I'd say, at least defensively, against Chip Kelly's offense of the Philadelphia Eagles this past week. And the kid, We got to give you this, well, because they are our Ohio Business Machines Hot Topics of the Day. Number one, fill in the blank. The Browns will win Sunday if, and you already touched on what Brian Hoyer has to do. So what must the Browns do?
I'd say the Browns will win. I think Tennessee stinks. I think Frank Wycheck, like Wilhelm said, was not very enthusiastic. He's as close to that team as anybody. I think they're a bad football team. I think the Browns will win as long as they just don't make too many mistakes.
All right, there it is.
All right,
the
brother.
Kid, call your shot. You got a score for me, Kia?
I'm going to say 26-12, Cleveland.
26-12. The route is on the kid. We will be dancing in the streets if the Browns pull off a victory of that magnitude. It will be a fun ride back out of Nashville. We'll have to go celebrate on there on the big street.
You'll be celebrating
honky tonks
on my wife's 40th birthday. Happy birthday to her.
There you go. Oh, happy birthday to Mrs.
The
Kid.
The Kid has a heart.
The Kid. It's also today is the birthday of my father-in-law, Tim Oliger. It's the birthday of our good friend, Doug Bloom, one of the 100 greatest athletes in Ohio State history, turning 41 today. And also the birthday of John Morrison, one of the most underappreciated WWE wrestlers of all time. So there it is.
That's our birthday roll call.
You don't have anything for anybody? That was our birthday roll call. Kid, always a pleasure. We love having you on the Friday Forecast. Hopefully next week we'll get you here live in studio.
For sure. I'll write it down in blood this time.
There you go. We appreciate that. Thanks, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, they call him the Kid, and he was with us there. All right, we're going to take this all the way up to the top here, wrap things up. I feel good about where the Browns are headed in this game. I feel good about the mindset. I think everybody here is feeling good about where this team's at, what they've got to do. But it all comes down to the defense, I think, ultimately for the Browns to get this game. Nathan Kane saying, he says this is the game the D starts to get comfortable and builds confidence. And he said, I'm barking from Jamaica, man, right near the beach, boy.
You got to love that. I think also, too, is, I mean, these guys in this locker room know that, too. Now it's as I said when we opened the show, now it's time to stop the talking and go out and do. And if we can transfer the mentality of Coach Mike Pettine and the personalities of these guys on this defense and go play tenacity, this is the stat-filling type of football game that defensive players love.
I think that it certainly can be. When you know you can get to the quarterback, when you've got a team that's turning it over more than twice a game, these are the stat sheet stuffer supremes, as they like to say. The 4S man, as Dick Vitale used to say back. He's a 4S man, stat sheet stuffer supreme, baby, yeah. All right, let's finish out our picks for the week as we go around the National Football League. Matt and I, we're making our picks. We're going to start charting this. We're going to have some type of wager. What's our bet going to be, our picks bet? What are we going to have on?
Dinner and golf.
Dinner
and golf.
Okay, all right.
Wife's included.
So if I win, then you've got to come to the east side.
Yep.
If you win, I got to go to the west side. So
Deal.
We could do it. I'd like to get a golf round in. So this will be, I don't know when we're going to get this golf round in, but we'll have to try to get it in sooner rather than
before
later.
Before this rain comes.
Yeah, before this
and
rain.
Stays.
And the snow and the end of small ball for the year. It'll be very sad, very sad. All right. Baltimore at Indiana, as I like to call them, the Indiana Colts. The former Baltimore Colts, there's a little bit of that rivalry here. Ravens 3-1, two Colts 2-2. Andrew Luck playing fantastic football, but the Ravens have had two just absolutely dominant performances out of their last three games and also stole one here against the Cleveland Football Browns. Who do you have here? Vegas likes the Colts by just over a field goal.
I'm going to go with the Colts because of the play of Andrew Luck. I think that, you know, the Ravens, for me, their defense keeps them in a lot of football games, and I think that Andrew Luck and, you know, Hilton and Wayne and even Richardson's, you know, pulling his weight there for the offense in Indianapolis. So I've got the Colts.
I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think that they're the physical front that can kind of make the Colts one-dimensional. Now, you want to do that with Andrew Luck because if you're the Colts, because he can beat you the most. But I think this is a Ravens team that has an opportunity to come in and be physical with the Colts, and I think that's the kind of team that gives the Colts the most trouble. So I'm going to go with the Ravens here, and also I'm just trying to make sure that we don't have the exact same picks for the entirety of our contest. Now we have two different ones. All right, Pittsburgh at Jacksonville, the Steelers coming off a loss that I'm sure has certainly been sticking in their craw at home to the Tampa Bay Bucks, the Jags, in search of their first win on the season. Steelers 6-point favorites here on the road.
I think the Jaguars will be that little white ball for the Steelers, and they'll bring the big driver, and they will drive that thing you know, out of the park. I like the Steelers.
I like the Steelers as well. I think that when you look at how Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger talked after that last game, They want to right the ship. They've got all the weapons. Their defense is reeling, but I don't think the Jags have the weapons consistently or the continuity of those weapons. You know, Blake Bortles' second start. They're starting rookie wide receivers. They don't have Cecil Shorts in this game. They don't really, their running backs are struggling. I think you're going to see the Steelers get the job done here and get that W. Arizona at Denver. That's the kids' upset special outright here. Denver, 7.5-point favorites. That's, that game is in Denver. I don't know if we're going to see that happen here.
I think both undefeated. Again, my other pick was the Patriots to beat the Bengals. So I have both undefeated teams falling this week. So I have the Broncos at home. I think in Arizona might be a different story, but with Peyton Manning comfortable in the thin air up there in Denver, Colorado, the Broncos will prevail.
I think the Broncos are going to prevail as well, and it comes from the diversity of their weapons. Arizona struggles with tight ends. They've got Julius Thomas. Patrick Peterson is very good, but he has struggled in the past with bigger wide receivers like Demaryius Thomas, and then on the other side, you're going to have Emmanuel Sanders, who's been playing very well. Plus, Peyton, with 2 weeks to game plan, he's probably visualized this game every play 100 times. He's going to know what to do with the football. I think the Broncos get the win as well. Kansas City at San Francisco. Alex Smith revenge game here. Coach Pettine walking by. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like Coach Pettine. We've got the fat head of Coach Pettine observing over the field. He said he just gave us the
get it out of here
sign. Hold on. I'm going to get up right now. I'm going to do that. You tell him who's winning Kansas City at San Francisco. We don't want to upset the coach.
Yeah, we don't want to do it. He's going to walk by here again soon. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers at home. It's a battle of 2-2 teams. I think that the 49ers' dominant defensive performance last week against a very explosive Philadelphia Eagles team, they will see something very similar in the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs, to me, are a big question mark. Who are we going to see show up? As we've said all week, the Tennessee Titans beat them week one, but yet we see the Chiefs throttle the New England Patriots last week on Monday Night Football, but I'm still going with the Niners.
I'm going with the Niners here. This Chiefs team up and down. They took advantage of a reeling New England Patriots team and gave them a good whooping. But the 49ers defense built to stop an offense like this one. I think they're going to do a good job. Alex Smith might press a little bit here in his revenge game, and I think the Niners ultimately found the secret to success. Oh, yeah, give the ball to Franklin Gore, and good things will happen. Franklin got the job done last week. He'll do so again this week. Jets at your San Diego Super Chargers. I think that they're – we don't even need to get into analysis on this one. I think
no, we don't.
This is a Chargers victory.
Chargers victory deal.
I think the Chargers are the team to beat in the AFC. I know you feel similarly. In this game, according to Vegas, not only should they should win this game by 6.5 over Geno Smith and the Jets. That's a team that's struggling, and maybe without Eric Decker in that one. Finally, Cincy at New England. You took New England. I was going to do the same. I'm going to go ahead and stick with it. It doesn't make any sense. It's going to happen. Seattle at Washington. We're going to both agree Seattle's going to win that game. And we agree both the Cleveland Browns will beat Tennessee Titans. The Browns are going to come up. They're going to come up. They are going to stop the run. They're going to play excellent football. Jordan Cameron, look for a big game from him. Look for a big game for Ben Tate. They're going to get the victory. We are going to be dancing in the streets, dog pound. Get the Oju ready. This is the start of things turning around for the Browns. For Matt Wilhelm.
Yeah.
For Nakud.
Yeah.
For Mary Kay Cabot.
Yeah.
For Frank Wycheck. I'm Nathan Zagura saying this has been Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by those boys at Liberty Ford.
Let's go, Browns.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.